Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun. We are Be'ezrat Hashem back on a regular schedule, and we start a new perek, daf perek dalet in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Two more prakim to go. We did three fifths. Two more prakim to go. Thank you. And we now continue on a regular schedule by the Hashem Parsha Shir also this Wednesday night, 8:45 on OU.org. And I hope to get a start, the rounds that we started back in June, and that is the Iyun Shiurim related to the DAF. I hope to start getting those up and giving those. I hope, not sure this week which night, because I have a wedding Tuesday night, which I think would be the normal night that we would be giving it, but maybe we'll get another night in, depending on the schedule. Oh, so let us start the fourth parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah, and Mem Tassim Abes. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So Rabbi Shmuel tells us, so even before we start a parak, you have to remember the Me'iri that we did at the beginning of the third parak. Me'iri says, if you remember that the Masechta is broken up into four different parts, the first part of the Masechta deals with business, masu matan, with ovdei avodas kochavim, when can you do it in the proximity of their chagim, of their aid, and when can you not. That was the first parak and a little bit of the second parak. The second parak was about issues and takanos and gzeiros that Chazal made to keep us separate from the umos olam. That second parak in Ma'amidin. The third parak gets us into various types of idols that you find, and actual Avodah Zarah that might be Asur Bahana, Bittul Avodah Zarah, and other issues like that. And that's what this parak, the fourth parak, continues. And then towards the end of the Masechta, we get back to Yayin Nesech, various Inyanim of Kashrus and related issues. Okay, so we start with the fourth parak, which continues the discussion of various Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or Avodah Zarahs. Rabbi Shmuel Amar. Shalosh avadim zu bitzad zu bitzad markolis. What if I'm taking a teal and I find three stones, one right next to, I'm doing an archaeological dig, and I see three stones in a row next to each other, lined up, zu bitzad zu bitzad markolis. It is next to a larger markolis structure, as we'll get to what exactly that is. But it's one of the Avodah Zarahs, markolis. Asuros. So even those three stones that are set up next to each other, which is not the normal structure that is a Markolis, that's also going to be Asur. Rashi says, Zubitzad Zu, V'kol shekein achaz agabishtayim, Dezeo ikr Markolis v'tchilaso. Surely if you find, right, two stones standing up and one on top of it, that's the Markolis. That's the regular normal Markolis form. That's for sure going to be Asur. If you find a small one of those next to even a larger one, but even straight next to each other, which is not the normal Markolis structure, if it's next to it, we can assume that this is part of the Markolis issue as well. As we'll see, Markolis was generally worshipped as adding stones to the structure, and if they fall off, they're already hukrav anyway, and considered Ne'avad. So that is Markolis. What is Markolis? So the Me'iri says, in the beginning of the Perek, Kvayadata al Ha'umos HaKadumos. You already know about the early nations. Shekal Emunosehem Sovavos La'avod Litzva HaShemayim. They all worship the stars and all of the constellations. Zebeko v'zebeko. V'hayu osin surosehen al dimyon ezekoach elyon b'horadat haruchnias. They made a structure which reminded them somehow of the power that was in Shemayim. It didn't have to look like it, though the power of Shemayim might not have a physical appearance, but it reminded them somehow of the physical structure. Kvar yadata misisre harav moret tzedek. You already know from the hidden things of the Rav Moret Tzedek. Who's that? So I never saw this before. Usually, right, the Miri has a nickname for every one of the Rishonim. So the Rambam is usually Gedolei HaMechaberim. That's what he calls the Rambam. But here he has another name for him. Harav Moret Tzedek. See, in the footnotes, he says, quotes the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim. Maybe whenever he quotes the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, it's Gedolei HaMechaberim, because that's the Chibur. And in Mishnah Torah, and in Moreh Nevuchim, it's Moret Tzedek. I don't know, I've got to do more research on how many times the Me'iri quotes Harav Moret Tzedek. Does he always quote him by that name when he talks about Moreh Nevuchim? Maybe it's Mefurish in the 60-page Hakdama, which I never went through, for the whole thing, first few pages. But anyway, so he quotes the Rambam. Heyos hagalgal nechlak arba kadurim l'kol achem mehem yisod arba yisodos. There is a power for every yisod on the on earth. He quotes that the moon is related to water. The moon, the kadur hayarech meinia hamayim, that is the power of water, and the sun is magia ha'esh, fire of fire. Kadur chameshes kochvei hanavocha, the five known stars, meinia ha'avir, they cause the air, and the stars that are omdim, the stars that don't move, in our view, that is meinia the aretz, the earth. So we know the four powers. See, who sibas his achrus tenuasa, and that's why certain of Odi Avodah Zarah, the ones that worship this last group, the stars that don't move, they're lazy because they copy their stars that don't seem to move in their view. But those are the four he quotes. He says Markolis is the Yesod Haaretz, the one that worship the Yesod Haaretz. The Haaretz are the ones that worship the stars that don't move. That's what he says. V'ikar atzura haisa, and what's the tzura to symbolize this star? Achas mikan, v'achas mikan, v'achas al gabeihem. It's like making a mavli. Kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabeihem. Right? You got two stones standing up on the side, and one in the middle. It looks like a doorway. Al shem tzuras eze kochav yadua etzlam. Some star that looks like an N. Right, that's what they made of. Zeo Iker Markolis. Right, that's Markolis, and it's Yadua that the early generations, says the Meiri, did it. The Tosfos, right here on Nun Amar Aleph, Tosfos. We did this Tosfos last week. Tosfos says, how could the Mishnah even mention Markolis? Markolis is not mentioned in the Torah. Because Halachi not allowed to mention it in the Avodah Zarah. Yeah, but if it's in the Torah, Baal Pa'or, Baal Tzifon, so that you're allowed to mention because it's Divrei Torah. But how could you mention Markolis? That's not in the Torah. So ask Tosfos on the Avni Beis Kolis. Makshe Rabbeinu Tam, Heich Maskirin Shema. How can you mention the name? Kivin Sheinik Suva BaTorah. It's not mentioned in the Torah, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Mashba Da'avar Avashem Elohim Achirim Lo Saskiru. How can you mention it? So, says Rabbeinu Tam, Dekilus Lashon Shevach. So Kilus, Lekales, is to praise. So kilus would be a problem. But the Chachamim called it kulis. Kilus is praise. Kulis is making fun of it. Lag v'keles nachshavnu. Right, we're shamed. V'zehu markolis. So adding the mar, we just benched mar cheshven yesterday. Mar is like bitter and nothing special. So that's what we're saying, markolis. We're not saying it, we're being mevazet, as we call it. And that's why it's mutter, says Rabbeinu Tam. That's how we can even mention Markolis. Interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Tshuva is all related to Markolis, and then we'll get into the daf, actually. The Rambam in Tshuva was asked that there was certain Yishma'elim in his day that made structures like this. Made structures like Markolis with rocks on the sides and the one rock on top. So he was asked, does that mean Yishma'elim are of the Avodah Zarah? So the Rambam writes in Tshuva in Makitzei Nirdafim in Simin Shin Samach Tes, She Yishma'elim, as we mentioned many times, Einam over the Avodah Zarah Klal. In the Rambam's view, Islam, Yishma'elim are not over the Avodah Zarah. Sha'af she'mitchila achid hayu Avodah Sam ke'ein Avodah Zarah, shel Markolis. Originally, maybe they made these structures and it smacked of it. Mikol makom ata ein kavanasam l'shem Avodah Zarah. Ela hareihem zorkim b'shvil la'arbev ha'satan. They just throw the rocks, the irbuv at ha'satan, like we do. Oh, b'shvil shahayusha mitchilot slamim v'yimashlichim avanim aleim lahorosh she'enim aminim bahem. U'meyachar shalibam l'shamayim ein zu Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, as we've mentioned, holds that Islam is not Avodah Zarah, and even though they might have originally done like Markolis, or have some structures like that, it is not called Avodah Zarah. And so the Rambam writes in his Chibur, as G'dolei HaMechaberim. The Rambam writes in Ochos Machalas Asuros, when he's talking about the halachas that we learned in the second parak of Yayin Nesech and Stam Yenam, Ger Toshav, a Ger Toshav, who's Makabal L'Sheva Mitzvahs, so his wine is Aser B'Shtiyo Mutter Bahana, because he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. V'chein Kol Goy She'eino Oved Avodah Zarah. So to any non-Jew who is not Oved Avodah Zarah, Kigon Elu HaYishme'elim, Yeinon Aser B'Shtiyo U'Mutter Bahana, V'chein Horu Kol HaGaonim. If you have a non-Jew who is not called an Oved Avodah Zarah, so then their wine is not Aser Bahana, like regular Yayin Nesach, it's only Aser B'Shtiyo. But then the Rambam has a line, which the old regular Rambams do not have. I'm reading it from the Frankel Rambam, which added in all the things that were censored out. Aval ha-notzrim, Ovdei avodazarahem v'stam yenam asur b'hana. Nafkamina, which non-Jew are you talking about? So he holds Christianity is avodazara in machalat asuros yidal of Zion, and therefore their yayin is asur b'hana. Good. The one more source related to this, that's the Ran, back in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph. The Ran quotes, arguing on the Rambam. Even though, interesting, the Ran here, on Ar Gemara, when he says, there's no Mar Markolis Bezman Hazeh, in the time of the Ran. Just one line. I'm not going to go into the Markolis so much, because it's not around anymore. Which sounds like, Islam's around, so it sounds like he's agreeing with the Rambam. That it's not up, because if it was of Avodah Zarah, then it would still be around. That's the Ran here in the back. But if you look in the Chiddushi Ran in Sanhedrin, he quotes there in Samach Aleph, V'gam ha-mishuga shel ha-yishma'elim. No need to translate. Af api she'ein toin achareim la'asoson elokus, even though they don't deify Muhammad, ho'il u'mishtachavim lifneihem hishtachavo shel elokus din Avodah Zarah yesh lahen. Even though it might not fit into the exact, he's arguing with the Rambam. Even though it might fit into the exact parameters of Avodah Zarah, worshiping it as a god, deifying it, taking a human being and giving it godly powers. Even though it doesn't fit in, but says the Ran, if they serve a person like they serve. They do hishtachavo shel elokus, it will have the status of Avodah Zarah. That's what Tzitz Eliezer writes in a tshuva, another person writes in a tshuva about walking into a mosque. You're allowed to walk into a mosque. So some say, hey, it's not Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam, so what will be the problem? Others say that no, since it's treated as a separate religion in the world religions, and since they treat it as avdus, so it might have the status of Avodah Zarah, and the mosque might have the status of a Beis Tiflis, and therefore you might not be able to go in. But that's based on this Ran and Sanhedrin on the Samach Aleph in the Chiddushei Haran. Okay, so that's a little bit related to Markolis, and now we continue.
Were they actually Ovei the Avanim Batsad? Were
the Markolis people Ovei the Avanim? Did they think this? But I think it was part of the larger structure of the Markolis.
And
it could be what? Right, if you find three next to each other, so that might be, we'll get to the stones that they throw to it. We'll get to the Gemara in a second. So it says Rabbi Yishmael, if you find three stones, one right next to each other on the side of Markolis, it is Osir. It is Osir. Right, you see right, the second Rashi? But Sar Markolis, Markolis Gadol, Shekfar Avduhu, Vizarku alav avanim harbe, right next to a larger Markolis that they worshipped, and now they throw stones next to it. So those are considered part of the tikroves of the Avodah Zarah. So if you find three, it's aser. Vishtayim mutar. But only find two, those are mutar. Why? We'll see. The chachamim omrim. The chachamim say no. Sheniros imo asuros. Any stones that look like they belong with the larger structure, it's aser. V'sheiniros imo mutaros. But if they don't look like they belong there, mutar. So what's the machlokas about? We'll see. Bishlamar rabbanon. According to the rabbanon, who say don't look at the number, just look at what niros imo or not. Bishlamar rabbanon kasavri ovdin lishvarim. The rabbanon who hold that the Avodah Zarah worship even shards and broken pieces of their Avodah Zarah, which we had at the end of the previous parak. So according to the Rabbanan, hold that. So Nirosimo, those which appear with the larger one. Te'ikalame marmine nafal, that you could say it fell from the larger Asuros. She'ein Nirosimo, but those that do not appear with the larger one, Mutaros, those are Mutar. Ela Rabbi Shmaya Maikasavar. But Rabbi Shmuel, who's mechalek between two and three, what does he hold? E ovdin l'shvarim, if he holds that, oh, the Avodah Zarah worship broken pieces, afilu tartin amilitzar, even two should be nasar. E ain ovdin l'shvarim, afilu tlas namilo. And if you don't, then even three. So what's this chiluk of two and three? So I'm Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, biyadua shenashu mimenu dibya kol asuros. If you know for sure that these rocks fell off the lahavdil, lahavdil, lahavdil. A big lahavdil. Right? There's a minhag on Klal Yisrael to put rocks on a kever when you go to visit somebody. So, what if you see a rock on the next to the kever? Next to the kever. So sometimes it's clear it's not on the dirt next to the kever. It's on, let's say, the next the base of the kever. So, you know, probably fell off the top. So sometimes if you have a minute to do it, you're like, you don't use that one. Somebody already used that one. So you put that one back on top, you take another. It's clear it fell off. So here, if you know that it fell off, then for sure it's aser, because you know it was part of it. Via filo l'mandamar einov din l'shvarim. And even according to the one who says they do not worship shvarim, hani mili avodas kochavim de lavain urche. That's only where it's not the normal way to throw rocks at an avodah zara. So then, if you have an avodah zara and then it breaks, you have a machlokas, whether they still worship shvarim or not, or a broken piece next to it. Aval hacha, but here, deme'ikara, tivura misri. But here, part of the natural, like you make a big pile of rocks on Marcolas, and boom, part of the urche, it falls down, then they put it up again. It's all part of the way that they worship it. Zayin urche. So then that would be for sure aser. So if you know it came from the structure, if it was nashar mimenu, so that for sure is aser. Ki pligi bistama, the whole machlokas is, right, the Rashi quotes on the bottom. It constantly breaks. Why? She'enon mechubaros v'darkon lipo. They don't cement it together. They just make the pile of stones. So it normally breaks. But ki pligi bistama, the machlokas is bistama. You don't know for sure whether these rocks came from the Marcolis. So bimiku ravos nami. If they're close by, also de ikalamemar mine nafal deriakalasuros. If they're close by, even if you don't know for sure, you could assume it's so close that it fell from it. Ki pligi bimiruchakos. The machlokas is by miruchakos. So what does close mean and what does far mean? That's the machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi says, Karov means within an Amma. Within an Amma, or maybe a little more. Rachok means within its Dalet Amos. That's Rashi Shita. Might not have said that, but that's Rashi Shita. Karov, Rashi means on top. Kagon Ba'ama, V'chatzi Amma. Right, very, very close. Maybe Rashi's bothered because you have, when it's close, it's different. Hakol is Asur. So if it's 6 feet away, that's Vadai came from this Avodah Zarah. So maybe that's why Rashi has a different pshat here. Mekuravos means within an Amma or an Amma and a half. Right? Very close. So that's for sure Usser. Rachok means within Dalet Amos. That's the Machlokas. Maybe Rashi says that because Karov's got to be Karov. And Rachok, if you say it's outside of four Amos, then for sure it's not Usser. For sure it didn't come from here. So that's maybe why Rashi says Karov and Rachok aren't as we might have translated it. So that is Rashi, and other Rishonim, some agree with Rashi. But Tosfos ends up agreeing with Rashi, even though he asks a couple of questions on him. But who argues with Rashi? Rabbi Hananel and the Tosfos Rid. I'll read you the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid quotes Rashi. The Tosfos Rid calls Rashi Moreh, Pirish HaMoreh. Tosfos is Rebbe. Pirish Meruchakos, Betok Dalet Amos, Mekuravos, Amma Ochatzi Amma. Uvidochak nearly lomar the toch dalat amos have meruchakos diamrinam lav mine nafal. It's hard to say that the Gemara is using the term far to teach me within dalat amos. Right? He doesn't quote it, but we know him from Bamatzia. Right? There's a takana of kinyan dalat amos because that's considered the reshus of a person. So that's rachok. Can't be rachok. So v'anachon be'enai. So he says what we probably would have translated it if we didn't see Rashi. Mikuravos means within Dalet Amos. That's what Karov means. There's a halachic precedent for saying Dalet Amos is Karov. Where else do you have an Amma? Right? When somebody in Hilchas Erevin, everybody you could walk four Amos. Right? Or at least two in each direction, according to some Tanaim. So Mikarov is Dalet Amos. Umurukakos, chutz l'Dalet Amos. So that's the Tosas Rid. Okay, we're going to go with Rashi Pshat, how to read the Gemara. That is a machlokas, what to do here. So again, if the rocks are close by, then everybody agrees it's aser. Ki pligi b'mrucha, because machlokas is far. So the Gemara says, 1 second, v'hapitzan markolos tani. What do you mean? But in the Mishnah talks about if you find them next to Marcolis. That's the case of Machlokas. So doesn't that mean the Machlokas is Karov? So Gemara says, my bitzad arba amos di day. No, it could be next to, meaning within, according to Rashi. Within is Dalet Amos, but not right next to it. Just make it a little lower, please. Thanks. So what's the Machlokas? Rabbi Shmuel Savar. So again, let's go with Rashi Pshat. It's three amos away. So what's the machlokas about? Rabbi Shmuel Savar Osin Markolas Katan Bitzad Markolas Gadol Shalosh, the damin lamarkolos. When you have a larger markolos structure, it's the derech to make smaller ones. Next, do the big one, but make it with the three, which is like the Iker Markola structure. Asuros, so that's Asur. Shtaim Utaru, Shtaim is Utaru. But what do you mean? So it must be that it's derech to make it even in a row, not just the two on the side and one on top. Because Rabbi Shmuel is talking about Zebes Hadzez Asur, but unless it fell down. Shtaim Utaru, but two would be Mutar. For Abanan Savri, no. Ain Osin Markola, it's Kadam, Besan Markola, it's Gadol. You don't make a small one next to a big one. Loshna Shalav, Loshna Shtaim. Doesn't matter what the number is. Niros imo asuros, she niros imo mu taros. Right? It doesn't matter what the number is. It matters whether you could see or estimate that these small pieces fell off and came from the big one. Oh, we haven't done a ksos in months. Baruch Hashem. We've been in Ezekiel, but we didn't have Avodah Zarah. So probably the last ksos we did was in Sanhedrin. But the ksos has been Reish Samach Beis. Discusses the following halacha. Right, Hashavas Aveda. Matzah, we've mentioned this before. Matzah, Kli, Ulafana, Peros. Let's see, I find in the middle of an area, I find a bowl that's half, and next to it are fruit. Next to the bowl of fruit. Ha Peros Shalov, Ha Kli, Notel Amachris. I'm allowed to keep the fruit. Fruit don't have any simanim on it. Oh, it's your apple? Yeah, what's the simen? Oh, it had a stem. Now, that's not a. So if you find a bowl, and next to the bowl are fruit, so you're allowed to keep, it's not on somebody's rishus, you're allowed to keep the fruit and you have to be machris about the bowl. Shani omer, a kli shel echad, v'apir shel acher, v'arein b'am simen. But, what if the bowl is on its side? And there are some fruit in the bowl, and there are some fruit in front of the bowl. So it's pretty clear that the fruit came from inside the bowl. V'yemarim advarim, shehem shel adam echad, chayev lahachris. So you have to be machris for the bowls, then you have to be machris for the fruit. Ketzad, so that's what he said. If you find the fruit behind the bowl, then you don't have to be machris. If you find it in front of the bowl, it all depends on the case. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ask the Ksos, Kasha, Kaimalan, Rov, Vikarav, Holachaitzer, Arov. We quote in Masechet Baba Basra, Masechet Beitza, there is a principle called whenever you have two principles in halacha that go against each other, which wins? Sometimes you have a machlokas, ruba v'chazaka. Rov and chazaka, which wins? Ruba adif. Right? So well, you also have the principle of rov v'karov. Rov is always the strongest. Rov v'karov. If rov tells me one halacha, and karov tells me a different halacha. If I know a woman was mezana, rov of the world are ksherim, but karov, this city has a bunch of mushchasim. So who do I assume it was with? Rov v'karov. So halacha is halacha yisra rov. Usually go after the rov. Rov v'karov. So ask the Ksos on this halacha, why over here, if the fruit are in front of the bowl, do I assume holechachar hakarov, that it came from the bowl? Why don't you go after rov? Rov fruit in the world do not come from the owner of this kli, and are not owned by the owner of this kli. That's his shaila. And he asked the same shaila, he says, v'chein, I have a problem with Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun. Why do I say that the stones came from Markolis? Most stones in the world do not come from Markolis. So Rov Vakarov, if it gets high, feel free to put it back up. Rov Vakarov, Holachachar Rov. So you just say most stones, they're mutter. If you don't know, if you know for sure it was on top of it, fine. So says the Ksos, based on the Ramban, that he comes up with it, there's something different here. In this Gemara, in the Mitzia, there's a discussion of Rov and Karov, but this isn't Karov. This is something deeper. This is makom hadavar. Karov means close by and you're not sure. There are birds. You don't know whose birds it are. But says the Ksos, Dechi ha lav karov bilachudhu ela bimakomo mamish. V'chazaka kan nimsa v'kan haya. V'havi le makomo umatsui v'lekalamanda amarov adif. That's the language of the Ramban in Baba Basra. Hachanami Yishlomar, Bimukuravos Lamarkolis, Tokdalanamas Larashi, Otoch Amalatosis. Tosis quotes that day. Lav Karov Bilchudhu, Elachashi Mekomo Mamish. It's the Makom of Markolis. It's not Karov Lamarkolis. Vavile Karov Umatsui, Vahuadin, Hachanami Bimatsa Peros Bitsarakli, Ubazenicha Damra Bimukuravos Kuliamala Pligi da Asur, Ubachomakom Karov Mikriad Kamashi Mukurav Lazet. That's what he says, right? There's a difference between something more than karov. It's the makom shel hadavar. That's the Ksos explaining our Gemara and the discussion in Hilchas HaShavas Aved. Good. We're up to the two dots. Amar Mar. B'yadua shenashru mimeno diriya kol asuros. So what do we say? If you know for sure it fell off by kolos, so it's for sure asur. V'ira minhi, but we learned in a braisa, avanim shenashru min markolos. Avanim, stones that fell off of Markolos. Nirozimo asuros, she nirozimo mutaros, right? That's the Chachamim Shita. Don't forget the number, it all depends. Does it look like it belongs to it? For Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shalosh Asuros, Shtayim Mutaros. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it depends on the number. Three are Asur, two are Mutar. Right? It doesn't say there that, you know, we said before, Biyadua, that it fell off Asuros. And here, what if it's Biyadua? It's only two. It's also Mutar. So Amar Rava, Lotema, Shen, and it says Nashru. Right? The whole discussion is Nashru and Amakolos. You know for sure. How can it be a Machlokas? So there's no machlokas if you know for sure. So Amarava lotema shenashru ela ema shenimsu. Change it really means shenimsu, not shenashru. Period. V'savar Rabbi Shmuel shtayim mutaros. So Rabbi Shmuel really say two would be mutter. Vatanya Rabbi Shmuel omer shtayim bitfisalo asuros. Rabbi Shmuel holds two within its tfisa, within literally to be tofes is its grabbing area. Obviously, it's not going to grab. But we have the same type of lashon by, what do we have, the tfisa? Have it by a corpse, right? The tfisas mace. Tfisas mace mitzvah. It's tofes, a certain area. So, shtayim betfisa lo asuros. Two within its tfisa. It is both, it is usur. Shalosh, afilim ruchag is asuros. But three, even farther, is our usur. What's tfisa? Rashi says, stam tfisas dalat amas. So how could we say that Rabbi Shmuel always says two is mutter, but here we have two is aser within its tfisa? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava. According to Rashi, this is a new answer. Going back to what we said before, that lo kasha kan betfisa achas kan b'shtei tfisas. Right, Rashi says, look at Rashi, betfisa achas, hadik tani asuras betfisa achas. What does it mean in one tfisa? She'ein hefzik b'neim lamarkolis. V'yasura dekol dalat amos nirosimo karile. Rashi is saying now, all dalat amos is called karov, is called tafus, and therefore, if it's one tfisa and there's no hefzik, and if it's within dalat amos, it's also even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Kamishtei tfisas, when did Rabbi Shmuel say that there's a difference and it's not usur? Only if there's a break between the stones, and even though it's within proximity, but there's a break there. What kind of break? Hechidami dika gova beni beni. There's like a wall in between. There's a fence in between. Then you know it didn't come from there, says Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore it wouldn't be us. Period. Umarkolis ki agavna mihavi. Do you ever have markolis like this, that they're just lined up next to each other? What did Rabbi Shmuel say in the Mishnah? Zu b'tzad zu? They're always on top of each other. V'hatanya, don't we learn in the Braisa? Eloin avni base kulis. These are the avanim of base kulis, right? Kulis, remember Rabbi Natam said, is lashon of Gnai. It's not kilus, it's kolis. Achaz mikan v'achaz mikan v'achaz agabeyan. Right? If there's a trivia question, where in Shas you have achaz mikan v'achaz mikan v'achaz agabeyan? So you have it by machshering a mavui, and you have it by the structure of Markolis. You have that at least two times. So the Gemara says, Amarava kitan yahi be'ikr markolis. That price is about the ikr, the main structure, is always two on the side and one in the one going across. But the subsidiary structures that are near the markolis, that would be able to be even three in a row. Okay. Be'yanei malko charuv, the palace of Yanai became destroyed. Asu ovdega chavim, okimu be markolis. Certain Ovdei Chachamim came and built a Markolis structure in the palace, in the ruins. Asu Ovdei Chachamim Achrini, Delo Palchi in the Markolis, another Ovdei Chachamim that came along that didn't worship Markolis, they worshipped the different idols. Shaklinu, they took the stones from Markolis, V'chipu Bendrachim V'sitar Taos, and they used it to pave a road. They took the rocks and they used it to pave a road. Are you allowed to walk on that road? So, Ika Rabbanan de Parshi. Some Rabbanan did not walk on that road. They didn't want to get Hana from Markolis. Ika Rabbanan de Lo Parshi. And some were Parish. Why? Because Me'ikar Adin, it's not Usur. As we learned in the previous parak, one Oved Avodah Zarah could be Mevatel, another one's Avodah Zarah, and this is a Bittel. It's a great Bittel. You're using it as a street? Right? Of course, that's because of the code of Bittel. So therefore, they were a Parish. Amr B'Yochanan, Binan Shel Kdoshim Mahalech Aleihen. The children of holy people. That basically means the holy person. Why do I say the children? Because his father must have been a tzaddik if he was such a great tzaddik. But tzaddikim walk on it. And we're not going to walk on it? The greatest Gedolei Hador walk on it. Who was that? Ma niyu b'nan shel tzadikim, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Simai. Right, even Rabbi Menachem walks on it, so we're not going to. What made him such a great tzaddik? V'amai karule benan shel kedoshim. What made him such a great tzaddik? Diafilu b'tzurasa dezuzah lo mistakel. He didn't even look at the pictures on the coins. He didn't even focus on Abe Lincoln. Right? He didn't focus on the pictures on the coins. He was such a great tzaddik. So that's why, so of course, we should be able to walk on it. We don't have to go beyond what he does.
We have Adam Chashev Shiny.
So, Rav Shechter always likes to say that there's a concept called Adam Chashev Shiny, that Adam Chashev always has to be one step above. Why? Because of this psychology. People always say, if Rabbi so-and-so does this, I can be just like one less. So that's why Rabbanim, or great rabbis, who people look at their behavior, they have to be like the higher standard, even if they themselves don't want to keep that, because people always look at them and say, well, if he does this, I'm going to do this. Right under. Right, so that's a good count on this Gemara. So he must have thought that it wasn't even an issue, Me'ikar Hadin. Totally mutter. But that's the svar for regular Adam Chashev. But Tosva says, why isn't this Asar Me'ikar Hadin? Tosva is in the middle of Hachi Gar Sinan. Look in the middle of the Tosva, six lines up, Vim Tomar. Ma chasidus ikabazeh? What kind of chasidus is this? It says in Mesech HaShabbos, Diyokna atzma asur lehistakel afilu b'chol, dechsev, al tifnu elho elilim. You're not allowed to focus and gaze at structures, right? At gods, the forms of gods. So says Tosfos. Answer number one: V'shemeh b'tzurasa dezuza sherogel liros batadir lo shaycha b'hafna. If you're so used to it, so then it's not a problem. What coins? The coins everybody uses. That's not al tifnu el ha'elilim. That's not included, right? Because that's everybody does it. There's no rugil. The afilu haki lo mistaka. Number one. See on the side, it quotes ayin od tos v'shabes kuf memtes. The Gemara quotes. If you look over there, tos v'shabes kuf memtes. Tos gives a different answer. Not just because it's rugil, but says Tosfos that it wasn't made for avodah zarah. These coins were made for money. They're made for money, so then there's no problem. Al tifnu elho elilim. The shabes shavi l'shemavos galilim aser. Amar Avalanoi Mutter. Right, that's the second answer. A third answer, you can look in other Rishonim, and they say, we're talking about coins here. Coins are bazui. Coins are not chashuv, like we had in the previous parak. Remember we had the case that we are, if something is made on a Dover Mavuza, then you don't have to assume it's Avodah Zarah. And that's why Rav Moshe said in the Tshuva that stamps with crosses on it, with other things on it, you're allowed to sell. A stamp collector is allowed to buy and sell stamps with what? Because what do you do with a stamp? You stamp it, you lick it, you disgrace it. It's a davar mevuzeh. So obviously, it's not made l'shem the avodah zarah. Okay, weiter. My time, demand to parish. So what's the reason for the one who was parish from these roads? Savar laki adam rev gidol am rev chibar yosef am arav. I'm a Rebbe. Minayin l'tikroves avodas kochavim she'in l'batila olamis. How do I know that a tikroves of avodah zarah is never batel? It's an amazing concept here. Avodah zarah itself can be batel. But the tikroves of avodah zarah maybe cannot be batel. Right? This is an example of yafek koach ha-ben mikoach ha-av. Sometimes a secondary item that comes from a primary item could be even more chomer. Right? We have this in Masechta Shabbos as well. Cooking in the sun on Shabbos is mutter. If I could cook in the sun. Cooking in something that was heated by the sun is asa midrabanan. The Gemara there says, Yafa Koacha Ben Mikoacha Av. So here's another example. Tikrova Avodah Zarah, maybe you can't do Bitalon. Even though Avodah Zarah can't. Shenemar, Vayismadula, Baal Pa'ar, Vayochel Mizivchei Mason. The Pazik into Hillel. Comparing Baal Pa'ar to a mace. Ma mace, Ein Lo Batelo La'olam. Just like a mace, is Asr Bahana. There's no Bital. Af Tikrova Avodah Kochavim, Ein Lo Batelo La'olam. So too, Tikrova Avodah Zarah. Good. That's why, and they consider these stones as tikrovas of avodah zarah, and that's why even if you put it into a street, there's no bittel. Uman de lo parish, the one who says not, Omar bi'ino kein penim v'leka. No. According to the one who was not parish says, no, the only tikrovas of avodah zarah that is not batel is items used in a similar fashion, the way that we serve Hashem pnim in the Beis HaMikdash. Something sacrificed, or something burned, or something poured, some avoda that we do, avodas pnim, those are the Tigores of Odazara is that are not batel, but the rock, you don't, nobody throws rocks inside the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it has bittel. Next. Amar of Yossi Bar Abba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmi, Ela Asrin, Rabba Bar Yirmi once came to us, Viasa, he came, Ba'aisi Masisa Biyad, and he brought a Brisa with him. What was it? A Tosefta. Ovigal Chavim Shevi Avanim in a Markolis. If an Ovigal Chavim brings stones from Markolis, V'chipa men drachim et tartios, and he makes a road with them, Mutaros, it's Mutter, right? But that's considered Bittol. Yisrael Shevi Avanim in a Markolis, but if a Jew brings them, V'chipa men drachim et tartios, and he makes a road with them, Asuros. They're Asur. Why? Pashtus? Because once a Jew picked it up, it's called Avodah Zarah of a Jew, and therefore, it is not bottleable. But says the Gemara, that they didn't understand this brisa. We just explained it. We'll have to see what the problem is. But Rabba Bar Yirmia came to our place, and he quoted this brisa, V'les nagravo bar nagradi frikine. There's nobody here to explain it. Right, literally, there's no wise person or the son of a wise person. Or not going to be a carpenter. Or, it's a phrase in the Gemara. Right, there's nobody here to help out and open it up and be mefarik it for us. Amar of Sheshas, ana lo nagar ana, below bar nagar ana, I'm nobody great, uparik nalei, but I'll explain it. My kashale, what's the problem? To Rav Gidol, beina kein panim valaka, what's the problem? They didn't understand why it would be able to be mutup, mevutal by the guy. The second half is fine, it's aser. But you don't understand why are we mutter? Isn't it Tegrovas of Adazaras? Rav Sheshes explained it that it was because it's not real Tegrovas, Kain Pnim. Okay. Once we quoted one Tosefta that somebody had trouble understanding, so now we're going to quote another one that someone had trouble understanding, even though it has nothing to do with us. Amar of Yossi Bar Abba. Ikla Rabbi Bar Yirmiya Asrin. Same person. Rabbi Bar Yirmiya once came to our place. Fa'asav Aisi Masisa Biyad, and he brought a Braisa, and we couldn't understand it. What was the Braisa? Masliyin Umizahamin Bishvias. Which malachas are mutter during Shvias? Which malachas are usher during Shvias? So the Braisa says, Masliyin. Masliyin means I'm allowed to take out worms from a tree. Umizahamin. And I'm allowed to be mizahim. When the tree has a certain cut or wound, I'm allowed to put fertilizer on the wound and tie it up there for the tree, so the tree doesn't die. The ein maslinim zamin b'moed. But I'm not allowed to do either of those malachas on cholamoed. Kan v'kan, but both during shviyas and cholamoed, ein megazmin. You're not allowed to prune. The aim, the suck in shemen, lugazim. But so, if something is pruned already, I'm allowed to smear the pruned area with oil. Bein b'moed, bein b'shvias. On moed or shvias. That's the brisa. V'les nagav lo bar nagadi frikine. Nobody can explain it. We don't know what is the difficult part to understand yet. The brisa said there are certain actions that are mutter during Shemitah and not during Chol HaMoed. There are certain actions that are usser in both, megazmin, and there are certain actions that are mutter in both. Sach and Shemen. So which of the three lines, the chilik, the distinction, what's totally mutter, what's totally asr? We don't know which of these lines was difficult to understand. Why would something be mutter during Shvias? Isn't Shvias avodas akarka? Right, it's asr. It's asr to work the land during Shvias. Right, before Shpsukim in Parshas Bahar. As the Gemara is... What? As the Gemara is going to say in a minute, as Rashi says here, there's a difference between what's called La Avruye Ilana and La Ukme Ilana. To save and try to keep the status quo of a tree, that's mutter. That's called Ukme Ilana. But to save it from dying. But to better it, that is what's not allowed. So, gotta ask farmers, gotta ask Chachamim, what is called Ukme Ilana, what's called Avruye Ilana. See, Rashi says it. Gemara's going to say it in a minute, but you can look at the Rashi. It's a Rashi, beautiful Rashi. Avosachen Shemen Legizum. Milacha Shehi Avodas Karka. You see, about the 10th skinny line. Milacha Shehi Avodas Karka, Asa Rachmana. The Torah answers any Milacha Avodas Karka. The Hani Lav Melechas Karka Ninu. These are Melechas Karka. De Ukme Ilana Ba'almahu. They're just keeping the tree alive, shlo yamus. Ve'in mashbicho le'ilan, ela ma'amido, b'kamoshehu. So that's mutter. So anything that's going to be mutter during Shemitah is because it's in the category of ukme ilana, saving the tree, keeping the tree standing. But anything that will be usher would be considered avodas karka. That would be called, I have your sefer, I have to bring it. Avodas, that would be called avodas karka. Fine. Which malachas are usher? So basically anything, but if you, what's daraisa, what's darabanan? So the Rambam, we have Hilchos Shmita, tells us that the Torah says four malachas. Those are the only four that are da'oraisa. The Rambam says, Mitzvah zaseh lishbos bashana shviyas me'avodas ha'aretz v'avodas v'ilanos v'shavs ha'aretz shavos l'Hashem and ein alokim in ha'Torah ela alzriya, putting a seed in the ground, alzmira, pruning, v'alkitzira o alabitzira. Kitzira and bitzira are the same thing, just one by grain and one by grapes. Kitzira and bitzira. V'yachad karam v'achashar ilanos. Right, those are the four that are da'oraisa. Everything else are toldos. And different from Hilchos Shabbos, where avos and toldos are both da'oraisa, and the only difference is a karban, when it comes to Shemitah, the Rambam holds avos are da'oraisa, and toldos are d'rabbanan. The big discussion in the Rishonim, first daf in Moed Katan, is Charisha. Charisha. Because Charisha is a mefurish in the Torah by Shemitah. B'charishu v'katzir tishvos, right, but who says that's by Shemitah? That might be by Shabbos. Right, so that's the discussion. So the Rambam says, "Makinos o makas mardus," right, by Charisha. Do you say is Charisha daraisa with makas mardus? Is it the Rabbanan? But again, Charisha is a big discussion in the Rishonah. The Mari Kirkus here says there are two types of Charishos: one's daraisa, one's the Rabbanan. That is a discussion of Shemitah. Yeah.
And Shabbos, there's no distinction between keeping the status quo.
According in Shabbos, there's no difference between keeping status quo and out. It's all aser. So, I guess we assume that for one day, it's also an Av. Yeah, it could be an Av, even if it's just Ukmi Ilana by Shabbos. No difference between Avos, Ukmi Ilana and Avri Ilana, there's no difference by Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara says, this is the Braisa. So some things are Mut, and that's the Isra Malacha of Shemitah. This is the Malacha of Chol HaMoed, that we discussed a couple of weeks ago also. Chol HaMoed, major Machlokas we've shown him, is Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Da'oraisa or Drabanan, Tosfos in Moed Katan discusses, is it Da'oraisa or Drabanan? If it's Da'oraisa, the problem is, how could it be Heterim? The five Heterim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, first page of the Mishnah Berurah, in the Chelek Vav of the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the five Heterim, Davar Avid, Meleches Hedyot, Ein Lo Mayochal, all the five Sorach Yantif, the five Heterim that, to know the details, exactly how they work. Do they work independently together? But how could they be a terim? So that's where Tosfos comes up with the principle of Masra HaKasav LaChachamim. The Torah says it's Asur, but it's up to the rabbis to interpret what's Asur and what's Mutter. If it's Drabanan, it's easy. Heimamru veHeimamru. But if it's Daraisa, you got to work a little harder. But that's what Tosfos says. But anyway, so the Braisa says, some things there's a distinction. Some is Asur in both, some is Mutter in both. So, let's try. Amar Avina. Ana lo nagar ana velo bar nagar ana. Ravina says, I'm not a tchacham umifrkinole, but I'm going to try. Michael Kashle, what's the problem? Ilema moida shvias kashle. Are you worried about the first line? Maishna shvias tashari, maishna moida asur. Why by Shemitah are certain malachas mutter? And by chalamoid they're asur? Mi dami. What's the problem? Shvias malacha asur rachmana, tircha shari. In Shemitah, malachas are aser, but just being toreach extra, that's okay. Moed, I feel the tirchanami aser. Chalamoid, even tirch is aser. Right? So that's an easy distinction. That can't be what bothers you. So what's bothering you? The ela zium agizum kakashale. The difference is why zihum is mutter, zium is mutter, or Zium has a distinction between Shemitah and Moed. What's Zium? Zium was putting the Zevel on the part of the tree that was sick. And Megazmin is Asur by both. Right? Pruning. So that's the problem. Why should there be a difference in Halacha between these two processes? Zium Agizim Gokashalei. Maishta Zium Dashari. Why is Zium Mutter? Maishta Gizim to Asur. So he says again. Midami. What do you mean? Zium Ukume Ilana Vishari. Zium is just helping the tree stay alive. The tree's going to die if you don't do it. So it's Mutter. Gizim Avruye Ilana Vasur. And Gizim pruning, that's helping the tree. So it's Asur. So again, that can't be the difference that bothers you. It seems different. It doesn't use that lashon. Before it sounds like, it doesn't sound like it's the same chilek. Here it's the halachic issue of, you know, even if it, whether it's tirch or not, right? Certain things are mutter. So the previous one was even maybe if it's nothing to do with ukmi and avruye. You're allowed to be tereach in your field.
And what is it? It doesn't have to do with growth and maintenance?
The first one, I don't think so. On chalamoid, even if you're not doing any malacha at all, you can't be a violate extra tircha.
So it's just tircha?
Tircha is mutter, and also...
And what's
Usur is just Avruya Ilana. Just Avruya Ilana, which, right, Malach is Usur.
What's the difference? How much work it is? How much effort it is? Tircha,
well, Chalamoed, even Tircha, without Malacha would be Usur. Malacha, but now we're having another definition of what malacha is. Malacha means avruya ilana. That's what we're saying. Malacha, we're defining it even more now. So the Gemara says, so it can't be the zim versus gizum. So what's the next one? Ve'ela zim azir b'gashalei. Okay, so zihum is a problem. Why? Because in our brice that we brought, we say zihum is mutter in shmita and not in moed, and the ela and the following diktani maslinim mizamin b'shvias v'ramini. But we have another mishnah that says mizamin it's an atheos. You're allowed to be mizahim little saplings that you planted. V'karchin osan, you could tie them up. V'kotmin osan, and you could cut them. V'osalem batim, you can make little shady houses for them. U'mashkin osan ad Rosh Hashanah, you could do all of this until Rosh Hashanah. Meaning the halacha Moshe Sinai of Tosefes Shvius does not apply in this case. You could go all the way to Rosh Hashanah. But mashba what? Ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shvius lo. So this Mishnah sounds like you'd only do this zihum, which is helps the tree stay alive, only till Rosh Hashanah. But I thought he quoted this price, so you could do it all the way during Shemitah. So where it says Vidilma Kidrav Ukva Barchama, maybe you'll like Ravukva Barchama, Dam Ravukva Barchama, Shrekish Kushe Have. There are two types of diggings under the olive tree in order to work it. The one that's to help the tree is Aser. The one that's just to make holes to let the roots get some nutrition, that's mutter. So Achanami, just like Rav Ukva says, there are two types of digging by olives. Shrei zihamu mehave. There are two types of zihums. Fine, so that also can't be the problem, because you know there are two types of zihums. So what were they bothered by when the spricer came? The problem was the anointing, the smearing. Because in this spricer that came, they said you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to smear it on, even during a chol hamoed. V'ramini, but in Mishnah Shvius we learned, sachan is a pagin, you're allowed to smear unripe olives with oil, umenakvin, and you got to make holes in them so the oil even goes inside. Umefatminosan ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shvias lo. So again, right, only until Rosh Hashanah, but during Shemitah, the assumption is that it's not allowed. So the Gemara says midami again. No, there's a big distinction. Hacha ukmi ilan v'shari ha'asam pitumi peir v'aser. There's a big difference over there by the olives. You're making them better. You're smearing them with oil so they become fatter. So of course that's going to be aser. So what was the problem? We still don't know what the problem was. What were they bothered by? So Amalei Rav Sama, Brei Ravashi, the Ravina, Bar Yirmiya. You know what? Yeah, let's do a little bit more. Ziyum Bar Yirmiya, Sicha Demoed, Aziyum Demoed Kakashalei. It was a problem within Chalamoed. Why is Sicha, right? Why did we say that Sicha was Mutter and Ziyum was a problem? Smichli, hai ukme v'hai ukme, maishna hai d'shari, maishna hai d'asur. Right, why is one asur a mutter b'chalam moed? Hainu, d'kam alei, les nagav, lo bar nagar d'ifrkine. That's what he said, we don't understand it. Period. But again, this was all brought derech agav, because the previous brisa about Avodah Zarah, they couldn't figure it out, so to here, they brought this one as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, regular time this week, back on a regular schedule.